3. In love with things that vanish. Jesus found our lives here too beautiful, and so invented trials from which only he could save us by his act of continual self-sacrifice. Be that as it may, God's love surpasses all others. My father's message to me in a dream after he died. After stopping to look at the stars in the spring of 2014 on my way to find Kayla Mueller's parents, it occurred to me that if I was really searching for faith in places where people were subject to extremity, maybe I should have started in the place where I'd been a child, trying to figure out who I was, Birmingham, Alabama, during the violent days and nights of the American Civil Rights Movement. My father was a handsome man who liked to dance. We have photos of him in the white linen suit he wore to the Cloud Room behind Cascade Plunge on those Friday nights in the late 20s when all of Birmingham must have been dancing. Mother does not appear in these photographs. Perhaps my father took other girls to the dances, or perhaps he and his friends went stag. I do know because he told me that he and his friends smoked cigarettes in the parking lot when the bands took a break, and sang on the streetcar all the way home. My sister Jeannie's theory was that Dad would have led a richer, fuller life if only he had married someone who liked to dance. It was useless to point out to her that if that were the case, she and I and our brothers Scotty and Gary would never have been conceived. Besides, my father had his own reasons for falling in love with Mother. In the cast photo of the high school play in which they met, she is the girl with long blonde curls and a flawless but troubling face. Her smile is frank. A childhood in the mining camps does not appear to have broken her spirit. It's true, though, that she did not like to dance, and perhaps that accounted for my own peculiarities. I was born to a man who liked to dance and to a woman who didn't. I'd find in time that the traits my parents shared were what really mattered: personal modesty, selflessness, and a sweet but complicated affection for one another. Their love might not have been perfect, but both of them had...